Good morning. 9:24 on Wednesday, Tuesday, June the 28th, 2016. I'm out, I'm walking, it's a little warm. I was sitting there. My alarm went off at 9 o'clock to tell me it was time to go to work, and I was just sitting there. And so I said, you know what? I missed yesterday. I missed yesterday because my timing was off. I should have gone. I knew I should have gone right at straight up 7 o'clock. I started dubbing around, and the next thing I know, I have to fix breakfast because we have to go to the bank. Meet with the bankers again. So by the time I got back, it was 80-something degrees. It was still morning, but I wasn't about to go out and walk yesterday. Which is too bad. I had a nice string going. I said, all right, today's the first day of a new string. We'll see how long this one goes. I've written almost every day for the last 3 weeks. I haven't written very much, but I've written. I need to write more. Maybe today. Maybe today. It was hard writing over the weekend because the UK problems were causing a great deal of angst in my household. Having just invested quite a lot of money, the idea that the stock market was dropped 600 points on Friday caused a certain level of angst in the house. Not with me, but with others. And yesterday we learned that that massive dump out did cost us money. We lost money Friday. We lost, and I don't know how we're going to recover it. We lost $4. Four. One, two, three, four whole dollars in a single day. We lost more than that because I couldn't focus well enough to actually put words on the page. However, we will not talk of this further anywhere, particularly not on Facebook. At any rate, story's coming together. The story is not anything at all like what I expected it was to be, but that's the case with all the books. Which means this is—it's doing what I needed to do. It's becoming an interesting story instead of the one that I was planning. What little planning I might have done. I'm getting questions back about smuggling and how it works and how to do it and the mechanics of it and the whole bit. And the reality is, It's not very difficult. It's not very difficult at all. I know Pip has convinced Ishmael that they're taking their life in their hands by going off into toehold space in this Chernyakhova. Yeah, not so much. Not so much. I think I've mentioned Pip lies. I get into this a lot in Milk Run, which is one of the reasons that I've got to get Milk Run done and out so that I can do the next book. So that people know what the real story is, not the story that the Pip is spreading. But that's not to say that toehold space is free of risk, is free of danger. It is slightly more risky, in large part because there are people there. I know this is going to be a real shocker. There are people there, and having people there makes it more risky. Having people there who don't necessarily all agree makes it particularly risky. Oh. I'm in the shade. That heat, the sun was too warm. I really need to go out at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'll try to slap myself sharply. Have a good cry and put on my boots and go and stop making it an optional thing. It's not an optional thing. I must walk. Writing is also not an optional thing. I have to go home and fix some breakfast. I haven't had anything to eat yet. I've had about half a cup of coffee. That's it. That's much better. It's gonna get really nasty, I'm afraid. The half mile due east into the sun. Well, with any luck at all, it's not going to be completely shadeless. The sun is still just a little bit north of east. So there should be a dribble of shade here and there. It is a beautiful day. It is a gorgeous day. We had some sort of rain event overnight, I think. Stuff was a little damp when we got up this morning. There was a bit of a thunder boomer earlier in the evening. And it's for us, it's a very humid day. It's probably 20%. It's probably actually higher than that. It's probably close to 50%. But for those of you who regularly deal with 90, 95% humidity, this is laughably dry. And it is laughably dry. Except that usually where it's like 5% or too low to measure. We have a hydrometer in the house, and it tells us too low to measure. Hydrometer? Is that the right word? I think so. So, the other day I was struggling with generally accepted starship procedures. GAP for starships. And PC Herring came up with GASP. Generally accepted starship procedures. So we will be using that, and thank you very much, PC. Oh yes. This Still a lot of glass here. I wonder what she's doing with her doggy. I really should have been up this morning at 7 o'clock. Oh well. Tomorrow. Tomorrow's another day. My legs hold up, we'll be out tomorrow. Yeah, I have to go out early tomorrow because tomorrow is a busy day. It's also going to be a hot day. Hot day. Monk post. Yep, dribbles, just little dribbles of shade along the path. Ah, here's one of them. This is an interesting wonder what they're doing. Wow, AC already this morning? Walked by the house and the AC clicked on. Good morning, good morning. Guy with the sheepdog. All clipped up and gussified. He's got ribbons in his hair. You don't see that very often.
Hello.
Good morning, good morning. Anyway, yeah, there's some kind of big truck down here at the end of the block. I don't know if it's a concrete pouring truck. I can't, all I can see is that the very back end of the truck has a one of those all orange water coolers on the back. It's got some sort of hose arrangement sticking out the back of some guys playing with it there. I'm not sure if it's a pump or a concrete pourer or looks sort of like it might be a storm drain vacuum or something. Oh, a lawnmower. I have to say, I am so glad that I do a lawn service. It's another reason I gotta get this book out. I've gotta get enough money to be able to pay for the lawn service, otherwise I'm gonna have to go back to mowing my own lawn. It's coming together. It's gonna be, I'm still pushing for August release. A lot will depend on how fast the beta readers get back to me, how fast Karen Conlon can get the text edited. No, it's not a water cooler, it's a reel of hose, maybe. They've been working down here on this street, so pushing through the extension off to the shopping center on the far side. Thank you. Vacol. Yep, apparently it was cleaning out the drain here. My legs are feeling it. I'm walking hard. I'm walking fast because I want to get back. I want to get something to eat. I want to get more coffee. I should probably get some water. Hiking. So yeah, speaking of PC, I've been playing on a Tekkit server. I don't know Tekkit at all. I'm trying to catch up with some of these other mod packs that I've never seen before. So the biggest problem I've got right at the moment is storage. There's no barrels. There are big boxes. There are iron boxes, and they're expensive. The nice thing about barrels was that they were cheap. I need a barrel. Boom. It was wood. What was it? Iron or copper seems to be the barrel of choice. Barrel holds 64 stacks of 64. Standard chest. What's the standard chest? 9 times 3? Yeah, standard chest is 27. 54 for a double. Silver chest holds 80 stacks. A silver chest is actually bigger than a barrel, but it takes a lot of metal to make it. A weird side trip that I suspect none of you are really all that interested in. Somebody mentioned Space Engineers on the Facebook group. Yeah, I have tried Space Engineers. Yeah, it was too frustrating. I couldn't figure out how to make anything really work well. And it was frustrating because it was frustrating. I couldn't figure it out, and I couldn't find out how to figure it out, so packed it. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.